Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meet Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free, indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.
In recent comments, Billy Donovan mentioned how the Chicago Bulls basically threw out last year's blueprint despite the success they had at the end of the season and focused on bringing a tougher identity built off team chemistry, defense, and more. We'll talk a little bit about that, plus the growing chemistry between Josh Giddey and Modest Bouzelis and how this is really going to be the backbone once you throw in Coby White as well to the Bulls' offense. We're also going to talk about how Arturas Karnišova is proving one of his most criticized comments correct. We're going to talk about all that and more on today's Chicago Bulls Central.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host here, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. And so Billy Donovan had a great comment that I want to build off on, right? And he talked about this team, and he talked specifically about how coming into this offseason, in this training camp period, the Bulls didn't want to just look at their success they had at the end of last year and say that, you know, we're right there, we're building off that, we went on a 15-5 run or 25 run, whatever it was at the end of the season, and we could just build off that. They more so focus on what they lacked in that play-in matchup against the Miami Heat and how they sent their ass home. And I think for that a little bit, and it basically means that this team did not believe in its own hype, right? There was a lot of hype at the end of last season, and me, myself, and others, right, looked at that and were like, hey, this was a really strong finish to the Bulls season. They can build off of this. And not to say they didn't take some of those same sensibilities in it, but it seems like the Bulls really did not focus on just that, right? Not buying into their own hype at the end of the season really led to this team coming into the season with the added physicality and defense to really get truly to the next level for this team. And I think that awareness alone is why we're seeing a lot of how this team is executed. Now, it's not all been sunshine and rainbows, right? The start of that Philly game was tough. The second New York Knicks game, we lost that game, or one loss on the season. That was tough, where we let the identity get a little bit away from us as well. But, you know, those things, as far as the Bulls just not believing their own hype, it's really good, and hopefully that continues into the season. And I think overall we're actually seeing that already this season. There was a quote from Nikola Vucevic that said this: "We can't rely on making these comebacks. The way we started the game, we can't have those type of starts, especially against a team like Philly. We showed a lot of resilience to be able to come back, to stick with it until the end. It was a great win, but we have to focus more on why we started the way we did and not let it happen the way we did." And to kind of piggyback off that more, reportedly, you know, from Will Gottlieb and others, the tone in the Bulls locker room after the Philly win was like, yeah, it's great that we came back, but like, we got to get this together and stop those slow starts. And that's the right mentality to have about this team. Billy Donovan, when the Bulls were going on their 9-0 run in 2021-22 with DeMar, Zach, Lonzo, those guys before, you know, that season kind of went left. Billy Donovan was talking about how the things that team was doing, like that win streak, was not sustainable. I was one of the people to say that as well. I got a little criticized for it, but Billy Donovan himself called that out. I think when you look at it now, like the way that this team is, they are doing the right things that add to winning, and it's a little bit different, but they just got to stick to those things. They can't allow other teams to get them out of their game. Playing right the right way is not an option for this team. It's a must for this team. The way that this team is played, connected, played physically, is literally the recipe of success for the Chicago Bulls team, period. And they have to do everything as a team. Staying connected as a team is the key here. Of course, we talked a lot about the Bulls' 67 assist percentage, which is fifth in the NBA, but also like their rebounding as a team. We're seventh in the league in rebounding. We get 53% of the total rebounds when we're out there. And the part of the reason why that is a key thing is because we do rebound rebound as a team. It's not just the bigs doing it. You know, it's not. And I mean, honestly, like Amanis is getting like 4.5 rebounds per game, right? Like, but you know, our guards are rebounding. Everybody's out there gang rebounding and getting after it. And that's a big thing for this team. That is a huge key to success for this team as well. And we got to keep going on with that. One thing I would like to see this team actually get better at is the steal percentage. We're 22nd in the league in steal percentage. And when you look at the size that we have out there consistently out on the basketball court, I think we can be a little bit better in those areas, in my personal opinion, right? And again, I called in the season for Isaac Okoro and Matis Buzelis to really play the passing lanes more, especially Okoro with his on-ball defense. He can disrupt a little bit more things. Matis with his length. So, you know, if those two players can start doing that a little bit more, I think we can rise in that steal percentage. But it just comes back to this thing. This is a Bulls team that is doing it the right way and that is playing as a team. And that's the great thing about it. We actually feel like we have an identity yet again, and we're using that identity to help propel us to wins. So again, like this, I know that that's a thing that can be easily overlooked, and it can be easily looked at as, yeah, you know, the team is saying the right things, but not like it's very hard for a young team, because this is still a very young team. I think people forget that this is a young team that finished the season that strong, to not look at that and be like, hey, we're going to come into the season killing it. They actually came into the saying, listen, like, cool, we went on a run, but Miami came and punched us in our damn face and we got eliminated. To focus more on that aspect of things, I think, is a big part why you see the team playing the way that they are now, and which leads us to our next topic as well, right? This team is slowly but surely starting to prove Arturis Karnasov right. Arturis had a quote that he said that was, at that time, it got heavily criticized. He said this: I think there are different structures that you can to get to championships. There's your 2 to 3 star players and then a lot of role players, or you can build with 9 to 10 very good players. I think now we're leaning towards having a lot of solid good players. Now, I will say this. The run that Josh Giddey is on right now, if that does continue for a season, Josh Giddey's a star. I just want to be clear here. You average a triple-double for a whole season, and not even just the numbers. I think so much that we make it about the numbers because that's the tangible thing that's easier to talk about, so I understand it. But it isn't even just about the numbers here. You go and look at the game. Take the numbers out of the equation. When you go and watch these games, Josh Giddey, in the way that he is manipulating defenses, the way that he is attacking, the way that he is communicating with his players, when we talked about this team needing a vocal leader to step up, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't think it was the vocal part of it was going to be Josh Giddey. I didn't doubt Josh Giddey's leadership on the court at that point guard position and making players better around him. But I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't know that Josh Giddey had this gear. You're seeing Josh Giddey call things out defensively about his team, getting on players about defensive assignments, right? And I've talked about Josh Giddey and the growth that he's had defensively this season as well. But like, I want to be clear, you know, while AK may be proving it, the whole 9 to 10 very good players, you also do have a star that's developing in front of our eyes in Josh Giddey. But take that away, right? Is that when you look at what we're having right now, Josh Giddey is playing at an all-star level. Nikola Vucevic is having one of his best seasons as a pro, period, in his 15th year in the NBA at 35 years old. Matis Buzelis, who we're going to talk a little bit more about in a second, is growing as a player on both sides of the ball, and that's a really good thing to see from Matis Buzelis. And so when you look at this 6-1 run so far by the Bulls, some of the things that stand out about this is not only the team play, but the fact that it seemed like Arturis had a vision and actually has built towards that vision. One of the things me and other Bulls content creators and Bulls fans have criticized is that AK didn't pivot off the Lonzo thing very well. Once Lonzo went down with injury, we spent like 2 or 3 years really kind of spinning our wheels, not knowing which way to go. And I think people, rightfully so, didn't look at it as like, hey, this front office doesn't have a direction. And it didn't at that time. They were trying to discover, all right, how do we maneuver out of this? And they were slow to do that. But even when you go back and look at when AK came in here, and even though he said, hey, we're going to build organically through the draft and over time, once he saw a lane and getting Nikola Vucevic, he operated in that vision, getting Alex Caruso, Lonzo Ball, DeMar DeRozan, filling out that bench, DJJ stayed here, Javonte Green, these guys having roles. There was a vision there, and this team was moving towards that. And one thing that I always have given a little bit of leeway to AK towards is I would have loved to see what he did in the subsequent seasons on the offseason had Lonzo never went down. But he did go down. And thus, the plan and the vision, it went completely left. We're now seeing AK operate back within a vision. And now that he has that vision on not only the style of team that he wants to build, but also the players that he's here building around and how they are playing, all that is something that is standing out about this team in a positive manner, in a positive light. And so you're seeing now that that AK vision is back. And I, for one, am super excited about what this could be, because the Bulls are going into an offseason with potentially two first-round picks. More on that when we get into the voicemails. Potentially two first-round picks, $110 million in cap space, and several roster spots open to make some moves and some maneuvers. Now, in some of that, you may lose some guys that you want. We'll see, right? We don't know exactly what's going to happen there. But to give AK that lane and every asset available to execute, continue executing this vision, I'm really excited to see what that's going to be. And we are only seven games into the season. Let's say the Bulls do finish with a top five, top six record in the East, right? Let's say they finish with that. And then you're going into the offseason with that much flexibility. And I'll tell you this right now, if the Bulls do have a top five or six finish, we may see that first round pick or both of them moved. We could very well see that. We could see that moved because of, you know, at that point in time, are you then geared more towards contending with already having young players in Modest Bouzelis and Noah Essengay at the spot where those are the guys that you're developing to take it to the next level? I don't know. And I'm not saying that's necessarily the right direction to go either. We'll see all that come out in the wash as we go through this season. But those are things that you just can't deny when you look at this team. Operating now with a vision has really made a huge difference with how this team is viewed and how we are moving and operating into that vision. You have to first have a vision. Then you have to execute that vision. And then you have to see how things develop so then you can know where you need to pivot, where you need to adjust that, and what's not aligning or where you can strengthen those things at. I think AK has earned, with where things are right now, a little bit more patience. That is something that he asked for, is that patience. And he asked for the patience until the summer of 26. And when you look at how this season started and what has already changed about this team, can we say that he's not maybe earned a little bit of that? No, we got to see the success continue over the season and how that goes, right? I'm not saying that right now we should have blind faith back in AK. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that a little bit more of that patience, a little bit more of that front office that I thought we had initially after that first or second offseason with getting Lonzo and DeMar and those guys, it seems like we're slowly starting to get back to that path of operating within the vision and hopefully being a little bit more aggressive about getting there. Now, AK is already laid out. We're not skipping steps. And depending on how you look at that, it may determine how you view some things on what exactly skipping a step is. I personally view that as we're not going to trade a bunch of our assets for a star-level player to chase that. That doesn't mean they may not go after that guy in free agency. That may not mean that they may not look at the case and say, hey, we got an opportunity to add a player to this. And, you know, we have a first-round pick that's outside the lottery. Let's trade that first-round pick or get a little bit fancy with it. We can trade that in the Portland pick. Let's move up, right? So we'll see. And you know, those are things that we'll see as the season goes on, of course. But if you guys can't tell, I'm really excited about where it looks like we're going as a team. We got a lot of time left for that vision to truly take shape before.
Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meat Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.
We can say it for sure, but it does look like some things are really shaking out for this team, and that's a really good part of it. Now, part of that the growth as well is Modest Bouzelis. That is clearly a player that we're looking for in him. And coming into the season, there are a lot of people that looked at this and said, hey, Modest is going to make that star-level leap. Now, Modest is making steps, and he's absolutely growing in a lot of different areas, right? This season already at seven games in has had his ups and downs for him, right? He's had his games and his struggles, for example, like the foul trouble against Orlando or the defensive lapses he made against Kelly Oubre in the 76ers game. But even through all of that, he also made some plays in each one of those games, even the game where he fouled out in 13 minutes. He made he hit some shots in that game that still helped. In the game against the 76ers, he made some key defensive stops in that fourth quarter and hit some at least one key shot, at, going off the top of my head, in the fourth quarter of that game that helped the Bulls on that comeback attempt, right? So throughout all of this, he stepped up and he plays well in just about every game. He gives us something and makes plays in just about every game. The chemistry with Modest Bouzelis and Josh Giddey is the thing that I'm really excited about. I said it on yesterday's episode. Modest Bouzelis has become the third most assisted player by Josh Giddey. And that's a really good thing. You know, that's really good to see when you look at that. And so the chemistry between those two guys are really great. But I think Modest is a perfect reminder on why growth isn't always linear. Some people thought that Modest was just going to take this and run with it. He's averaging one more shot per game than what he averaged, basically 1.5 more shots per game than what he averaged as a starter last year. And the, you know, the outputs have increased, right? Like, he's averaging, you know, almost two more points per game, which is really good, right? He's getting to the free throw line a little bit more, which is really good. I think with his ability and his natural athleticism, you want to see him get into the free throw line. He's shooting the three-pointer really well so far this season. After starting off, you know, he didn't make a three-pointer his first two games of the season, and then he went two for seven in the third game. But since then, he's shot 66%, 40%, 66% again, 50%. So we're seeing, again, that development for Modest Bouzelis coming with the added weight. There's no doubt about it that Modest does have added responsibility on the team, both defensively and offensively, and he's growing within that. But, you know, I said it before, and I think I triggered somebody. They said it on Twitter when they were like, oh, Modest Bouzelis is a star. I'm like, he's not a star yet. We got a lot of growth before we get there, but he is making those steps and strides in those places that we want to see, and that's good. When you look at it right now, the growth that he's had at as a 21-year-old is really important. Two 20-point games in that, he scored in double figures in every game but one, and that one was the one that he fouled out in, 13 minutes? And that's nothing to overlook for a second-year player that's coming in here that has more responsibility on them, especially with Coby White being out. So Modest is making the right steps. And as a player, he's going to continue to grow. And I love to see that from Modest Bouzelis, and that growth is there. And Modest, it's been a little bit of a – he's going to have some rough patches. But Modest Bouzelis is going to be really good, man. And I think the growth that we've seen from him has been really good to see. But all right, with that said, we're going to get into some voicemails. Of course, with all the excitement, we've had tons of voicemails over that. And mailbag day is Saturday, so I want to kind of clear some of this up so we have a straightforward one. This first one, this one's from Tone.
Hey, Hayes. This is Tone from Perth Amboy, New Jersey. This is the first time I'm calling. And listen, I love your show, man. I've been watching you for a hot minute, and this is like the Jordan era. But I love what I'm seeing from this team this year, man. You know, 5-1, man, freaking awesome. Freaking awesome. But I just wanted to have your take on this one. I love what I'm seeing from Modest Bouzelis. You know, he said most improved player. But I wanted to get your opinion on this one. I would love for him to at least be mentioned in DOP, you know, Defensive Player of the Year. You know, I want to know your intake on that one. Do you think that he has a chance of winning Defensive Player of the Year? And also about Josh Giddey and the way he's been playing, man. I'm loving what I'm seeing from him, you know. It's a steal on the contract, you know, and I love what I'm seeing from him. Just let me know what you think about Modest Bouzelis winning Defensive Player of the Year. And, man, you know what, man, keep up the good work, man. I love your show. I love your show. Analytics, everything. I pay attention to everything, man. But I love it. I love it, man. Keep up the good work, man. Keep up the good work, man. This is Tone from Perth Amboy, New Jersey. Let's go, Bulls. Bye.
I love what we're seeing from this team so far, bro. Love what we're seeing from this team. Keep in mind, Tone left this before the Philly game, so I do want to put that in there. But Modest just has to stay consistent to get most improved player of the year. As far as defensive player of the year, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. He is very, 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 very far away from anything resembling defensive player of the year. And that's just because to get that award, you don't have to just be good defensively. You have to be elite defensively. And Modest has been good defensively, but he's not nearly elite defensively yet. And, you know, again, I think Modest has all the physical tools to be an elite defender. I think he has the drive to want to be a great defender as well. So I'm not counting him out in those areas, right? I think he's gonna be pretty damn good. I mean, defensively, I think you've seen the strides that he's trying to make in those areas, and that's all good stuff to see. But Modest has a long way to go before he's a defensive player of the year candidate, I would say. Like, you have to shut down other players. I think you have to have at least a defensive rating sub 107 if he wants to get there. Right now, he's still at about 111 as far as the defensive rating, which is slightly worse than average, just slightly, right? So Modest Muzelis has a lot of errors. You're talking about defensive player of the year, he has to grow. Those blocks that he gets, that's a thing that's going to help him get there. If he plays the passing lanes more, like I said, get those steals, I think that's going to help him get there too. But you're talking about defensive player of the year, he has a long way to go to get that, brother. A long way to go to get that. And that's not to knock him, right? I think, like I said, he has the right mindset, mentality. I think he wants to shut other players down, but he's just not quite there yet. I think seeing him against Kelly Oubre, you can't have performances like that and be defensive player of the year. You just can't, especially not against, you know, role players. You just can't do that. So a while to get defensive player of the year, but, you know, maybe he can turn into that level of player at some point. We shall see, right? As far as the Josh Giddey contract, which you ended there, this Josh Giddey contract is going to easily be an underpay if he continues playing this way over this contract. Like, the start that we've seen to the season, if this is how he plays over all three of those years, and God forbid he get even better, oh my God, that contract's going to be such an underpay. It's going to be ridiculous. And the Bulls are probably going to catch the other side of that when it's time to negotiate his next contract. But, you know, we've got a few years to worry about that. We'll get to that point eventually. But great voicemail there, Tone, man. Let's get into this next one, man. This one's from Clutch.
Hey, what's up, Hayes? It's your boy, Buzelis fan, a.k.a. Clutch. First off, just want to show some love, brother. You are doing your thing, especially through, like, our worst third seasons. I'm not going to say that we're bad or anything. I think it's all development. But just want to show love to you because you gave us great content throughout that time. The second thing I want to say is Coby White is only going to add to this team. I know that we all believe that for the most part, but I don't see any way that this takes away something from the team. You know what I mean? And then the third thing. So the only concern I really have, if you track, I think it's on Slow Track. I heard Kenny of the Fourth Quarter talk about it, but if you track, so where our defense is, I think we're either like top 10, like you said, or like top 5. But I think after that next game, it might be top 10. The only concern that it really is on Slow Track, when you track like the shots that we're actually giving up, where we would be ranked. So with the shots we actually give up without contest and everything, we're ranked 29th defensively. So that's the only thing where I can see, you know, a big fall off throughout this season, is like we got to figure out that defense and like how to make people shoot where we actually want them to shoot, you know, heavily contested layups and stuff like that, or like mid-range jumpers that you're trying to ISO for, just things that are harder to hit than like the wide open threes that we saw in like that first Knicks game where they kept spanking us from that right corner. I think that's the only concerns I really have. Other than that, man, as you said, it's either winning or learning. You know, I think this year is all about development. I play a lot of that My GM on 2K. So this is, for me, amazing to see. You know, I think if we do worse than expected, we get a higher draft pick, you know what I mean? And if not, you know, hopefully we make the playoffs and we get some good development there. I think it'll be great for our young core. And then last, like, if Portland makes the playoffs, don't we get that pick? So, you know, it's all good on this side, brother. Much love again, man. Have a blessed one, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Be red.
Great point, man, how we're thriving as a team. You know, but we right now we're thriving as a team by letting teams take the shots that they want, and we're just outworking them, and they're just not hitting at a great percentage, right? But the key point that you pointed out there, and I think is great, is that the fact that the Bulls are giving up high-quality looks, and we're giving up those looks that if teams start converting that, especially some against the more elite offenses, it's going to be a bit of a struggle for this team to get that done, right? It's going to come back to bite us in our ass. So that is something that I want to see this team kind of tighten up on and look at. I think they'll get there. I don't have too much worry about that. But, you know, we'll see. And great, like I said, great call out as far as how we're good defensively. But, you know, we're giving up some things that could come back around, and we'll see, right? I think we'll be able to tell with these next four games, especially how much is it that the Bulls' defense is just great, and how much is it that teams are just shooting cold. We'll be able to see that, right? Now, as far as the Portland pick, it does seem like that Portland pick could be coming to the Bulls this season or next. And if that happens, man, listen, that gives the Bulls another asset in an offseason where they're already asset-rich. Trade exceptions, mid-level exceptions, outright cap space that we have this upcoming offseason, our own first-round draft pick, you know, all that stuff. If Portland ends up, Portland 5-3 on the season, if they end up making the playoffs this year, we get that first-round pick. Yes, it's outside the lottery, but having two first-round picks in a deep draft, that gives you an opportunity to move up if you want to in the draft. That gives you opportunity to pair those two picks, maybe with a team that wants to go younger and has a player that they are trying to get off of. That could be what gets us, you know, whatever, right? A Jalen Duren or a Walker Kessler in the signage. So you just don't know. We shall see, though, because I'm really excited about that. And if we get that Portland pick this year, man, AK is going to have so many assets in the following offseason. It's going to be crazy. But all right, y'all, let's get off of that, man. That's it for today, man. I appreciate you guys so much. You already know, man. But that's it for today's episode. This team is showing growth, discipline, and a level of buy-in that we've been waiting on years for this team to see. And it's only at the beginning right now. It should only get better as the season goes on, and we still got Kobe and Zach Collins coming back. But make sure to let me know your thoughts down below. As always, you guys can follow us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullscentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that is thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, stay safe out there, see red, and go Bulls. Love you guys. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meet Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.